Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, work with the professionals over at the Magic for Less. They do this every day and they help guests all around the world have great Disney vacations. They have the experience to make sure that you get concierge level service each and every time. And of course, right now is a great time to book a summer vacation down to Walt Disney World. There's some great discounts out there to be had right now. And also, it's a great time to get in on your 2016 Disney cruises. Prices will never be lower, and the inventory is high right now. So jump on that as well. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast and plan a great Disney getaway.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 846 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. It is yet another Friday, and it's an outstanding weekend. I'm so excited because this is the ultimate sports lovers weekend for me. I get to go to Mizzou tomorrow for the Mizzou spring game, the football game out there, and watch the black and gold take on each other and have Fan Fest. And then, of course, we had to move the live show up to last Sunday because we are going to Lusher Elementary night at Busch Stadium tomorrow night, or on Sunday night. So, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend for me, so watch for all the pictures. If you're a sports fan, enjoy the Instagram and all that stuff because I'll definitely be tweeting pictures. If not, back to Disney on Monday, I promise, just like I always am. So joining me today to kick off yet another wonderful weekend by talking some Disney, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TGIF. Ricky, what's going on?
TGIF, and I do have one little announcement to make. So Malcolm actually asked me to make this announcement a couple days ago, and I forgot. So they are doing a BOGP UK meet on the 11th of July at the, at the Harry Potter Studio Tour. So hello, that would be so awesome. I would totally go if I lived in the UK. So if you live in the UK, you definitely need to take advantage of this. Plus, then you get to meet BOGP people. Hello, how awesome is that? Perfect day, in my opinion. Anyway, you can contact Malcolm, and he's Malcolm Jones on Facebook. So if you find him, that's who he is on Facebook. So yeah, it sounds like an awesome time, not gonna lie. I would totally go. I'm serious. I'm so jealous.
I wish I was there.
I would love to go see the Harry Potter Studio Tour. I think that would be fantastic. So yay! Good for you guys. And of course, I don't have to tell them, but post lots of pictures because we're all going to want to see them.
That's right, because we'll be on the cruise at that time, so we'll be out to sea.
No, it'll be right before.
No, the 11th?
Yeah, we'll be on the cruise. Yeah, you're right.
Second day. So, yeah, but there's nothing better than everybody getting together and having meets like this all around the world. It's so, so humbling and so cool. So definitely go if you're over in the UK. And, you know, I read a Google fact earlier this week, you know, because I follow Google Facts on Twitter. And one of the facts was about, it said something like, is Dumbledore, is he like a librarian or something?
No, he's the headmaster.
Okay, that's the right guy, though, because the fact was that in Dumbledore's office, all of the books are actually just yellow page books that are that are turned in, you know, look old or something.
Yes, no, that is true. That is true.
I felt very British when I read that one.
Yeah. In the movies, they are all yellow page because he needs thick books because he's worldly and he reads a lot. So he needs all these thick books to read. So they just created books based off of yellow pages.
And then
they recovered them with fancy leather binding.
So. And I said Dumbledore correctly? Look at that.
You did. Dumbledore. You did say Dumbledore correctly. I'm actually very impressed with you, Mike.
Point
right
for Roman. There you go. All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, she is not a horcrux. We have
Debbie.
Wow,
you got that right.
I did. I'm 2 for 2. I have no idea if you're one or not. Yeah, I know. I don't know if you're one or not because I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to, I researched that for the show. So anyway, go ahead, Debbie. How you doing?
Oh, I don't know after that introduction.
How doing fine, guys. Happy Friday.
We need this one. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm so excited. I get to wear the black and gold and the cardinal red. Oh, man. Can't wait.
Look at you go. Those are good colors, right?
I'll be exhausted on Monday. I have to go back to school to kind of rest.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam.
Happy Friday. I am so looking forward to the show. It's been a long time in coming, but it's exciting to get to talk about it this week with the big, you know, Adventures by Disney announcement, and looking forward to that. It's great to have some new itineraries to talk about and promote, so I'm happy to do that.
And we've done a couple of Adventures by Disney shows in the past. I know that we talked with Steve and Rick, two of the agents over at the Magic for Less, about a big adventure they took down, I believe it was to South America. It was a fun show, so search in the archives there. And I think we've done another one with you, Pam, from another location besides Italy. And maybe we didn't. I don't know, because I know we got a lot of requests, people, when you got back. Because when you posted, and I've said this before, but I remember back when you were in Italy with Adventures by Disney, you were posting so many pictures to Facebook. And these pictures literally looked better than postcards. I mean, I was like, the places cannot look this nice in real life. It was amazing. So let's get into your trip. Like, when did you go? And like, how does it work with Adventures by Disney for somebody that's a rookie? Because I know a lot of our listeners go to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even sail with Disney Cruise Line. But Adventures by Disney is a new product and a very unique product in itself.
It is. It's really kind of the newest of Disney's, you know, in their library of vacation choices. But it's, you know, they're celebrating 10 years this year. So they've been around for a while. They've had a chance to perfect it. It's actually my favorite trip, my favorite kind of Disney trip to take. You know, I love all of Disney, but there's something about an Adventures by Disney trip that is like no other. And, you know, I took one of the Italy trips, and there's a couple different ones based on your interest. You might want to look at that and see which one might pertain to you. But my trip went to Rome, to Venice, and then also to Florence. So we hit some of the major parts there in Italy. And I just want to say that one of the things I was really struck by with Adventures by Disney is the ease of planning. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I have been to Italy before. We've planned, you know, trips to Europe before. And I will tell you, and I think those of you who have also done this will agree with me, that it's kind of an exhausting process and somewhat without, you know, you don't get a lot of pats on the back for it because people just expect things to work right. There's the researching of transportation. You're not really sure how that all works out. I mean, I can do as much research as I want before I got to Paris and got on the metro, but it really didn't do me a lot when I was there and things weren't going how I expected them to go. You know, it just, there are things that like only insiders know. There's the constant every day. I think the thing that I found exhausting about European trips was every day it was like, where are we going to eat? And my family just expected like that we would end up going someplace good, right? Because they're so used to that happening.
Aren't you the planner? Don't you know everything about everywhere?
And I'm like, I would be like, I read the reviews. They said this place was good.
You know what I mean? As opposed to walking off with your menu.
It had 4 out of 5 stars on Yelp.
Exactly. But it's all, that part of it is exhausting. And when, you know, the last time we were there, we were taking a train from France down to Spain. There were changing of, I had to change trains. We were in this train station in the middle of nowhere. It was kind of scary. You're thinking, is this really going to work? You know, I don't know. So, I mean, planning a Europe trip, for those of you who don't like Fast Pass Plus, planning of a Europe trip is going to be way too much. But anyways, I was really struck, and I am a planner. I do enjoy the process of planning. I mean, I really do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. But doing this was just so easy and so nice to know that, oh, look, we're going to be hitting all these things. There's going to be transportation provided for us, blah, blah, blah. So that was fantastic about it. And If nothing else was incredible about the trip except for the need to not plan, I would still be like Adventures by Disney all the way.
And the two things really that sell me on Adventures by Disney, of course, I haven't done this yet. You know, I'm looking for a very special occasion to maybe do this and get outside, you know, because there's a lot of great things to do.
Fly no. Most of these places.
Well, there are, but there's like, I want to do, I'm thinking about starting with one of the weekend ones or one of the ones here in the States, you know, one of the national parks or something, because, you know, the thing that gets me is like the planning, like you know everything's squared away and you're going to have first class service, but also that you're traveling under the Disney umbrella. So you're going to get to, you know, many times at these destinations, you're going to get a peek behind the curtain or get some exclusive type experiences where the common guy who's planning this out of a guidebook isn't going to have that level of access. And also you're going to have great accommodations and food and so forth. But, you know, I would say, you know, those kind of things are one of the things that really sell me on trying in Adventures by Disney at some point. I mean, am I right there, Pam?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, when you talk about traveling under the Disney umbrella, I will tell you, if you just take a glance at the destinations that Adventures by Disney can take you, Cambodia, China, Egypt, South Africa, first of all, who else are you going to trust, like you trust Disney, to take you to these places, especially if you're thinking of traveling with your whole family? I think that is a huge plus. And then the access that Disney has, because they are Disney, is just absolutely, I mean, at times it's mind-boggling. And I will share with you, you know, one of the stories I have about this. When we went last time to Rome, we visited the Vatican, of course. And I will tell you, it is an absolutely incredible experience to be there in the Sistine Chapel. It's one of those things, you aren't allowed to take pictures. You have kind of, there's a hushed tone over the whole room, you know, because everyone's just looking up at the ceiling. And it's one of those moments where you're pinching yourself, like, am I really here? And so we did that last time we were in Europe, and I thought this was fantastic. You know, how can it get any better? Well, with Disney, it's better. We arrived at the Vatican after hours. They opened up the Vatican for us. They took us through the Vatican. We had our incredible guides and a local guide who was actually great as well. Took us through, told us the story of so many things in the Vatican, personalized it for us, made it more interesting. And then we go into the Sistine Chapel. Now, the first time I was in the Sistine Chapel, you walk in and you're shoulder to shoulder with everyone else because, you know, it's constantly busy. Absolutely. This time, the only people in the Sistine Chapel were our group. That means there were less than 40 people there with me in the Sistine Chapel. And I remember Steve and I both like just looking at each other like, oh my gosh, like you almost can't believe it's happening. It's just such a once in a lifetime experience that I was just completely blown away and so moved by the whole thing. But to think that these are places where, you know, people throughout history have stood, people that you've read about, you know, and it's just, it's incredible to think it may be happening. And I was just I felt so incredibly overwhelmed by the experience and so happy that I had been there with Disney, that they had, you know, really brought this to life for me. It was absolutely just incredible.
So share more of those stories though today, because, you know, we could talk about this for like 3 or 4 hours. We're going to try to keep it to, you know, a reasonable amount of time because we did have the 4 shows this week, but, you know, those are the kind of stories I think from the emails I've gotten that people want to hear. So like, you know, what other kind of adventures? Because, I mean, it's called Adventures by Disney, and that's truly what it sounds like it is. I know you did some classes while you were there. You had some other things happen. So what else did you do in Italy?
So, you know, this is how I think flawless they have this whole thing worked out. So one day we have to travel from Rome up to the Tuscany region, which is the next place we're going to stay in our adventure. And, you know, with so many other tour companies or tours, it would just be basically that's a transportation day. You drive from here to there, you know, to get to their next place. But not with Adventures by Disney. Partway through our trip, we stopped at this beautiful Tuscan villa, and they had a setup for us. This outdoor lunch, and there were all these grilled meats and vegetables and of course wine, lots and lots of wine and olive oil and it was great. But this place was quite possibly the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. It really was a working Tuscan villa. It's available. You can rent the whole villa, which has, you know, several outbuildings and a couple pools and all this other stuff. But I mean, it was just, you can't even imagine it. You look out over the Tuscan villa side, you know, that you see in the distance, the grape fields, all of that. I can't even do it justice in describing it, because it really is, when you picture in your mind what the perfect Tuscan villa would look like, this would be it. It was just so enchanting. I know everyone there, we just loved the day. I had, you know, gone through, we were a bunch of the other ladies and I were looking through the villa itself. And it was so charming because it had like this real old world feel to it. And we came out and I looked down and I could see the pool, and there was Steve and another husband who were sitting there. They were dangling their feet in the pool, eating this, what was called Nana cake, which means grandmother's cake. And this Nana had come and made it for us. And I looked down and Steve says, you know, I can hear him yell out from the pool, "It's good to be the husband." And I thought, it is good to be the husband. But I mean, it was just so picturesque and so picture perfect. I mean, the food was good, you know, the stories they told us were fantastic, but I think it just all comes together to make experiences that are just like no other.
Now, are you given like a daily itinerary, kind of akin to like on the cruise line with a personal navigator? And do they kind of sneak in little surprises throughout the day? Because it sounds like maybe you didn't know that this was coming, or did you know that, yeah, maybe they said you're stopping here, but maybe you right. didn't expect that you're going to be treated almost like royalty for that meal.
Yeah, you do. But you know what? The great thing about Adventures by Disney is they don't give you too much information at once. They really just... So I will say another huge plus about Adventures by Disney is that you have two adventure guides who are with you throughout the whole process and really help everything, you know, happen. It's like, and I often tell people, it's like traveling with your mom, like they're your mom, right? If you're thirsty, they have water for you. If you've cut yourself, they have a Band-Aid. If you're hungry, they have a snack. If you're whatever, you know, if you need to go to the restroom, they know where the closest one is. So, I mean, that is fantastic in itself. But they know not to overwhelm you with details. So basically what would happen is each night before they let us go for the evening or wherever, before the next day's activities, they would say to us, okay, you need to be up at this time and then we'll get on the bus and blah, blah, blah. But even then they don't go into such specific details that, you know, you feel like you have to know or remember or do any of this. And on the first day, I was like, well, wait, what time are we doing that other thing, and like when are we doing that? And then like by day two I'm like, oh, these people have it handled. I don't have to worry about it. All right, they tell me I gotta be there at 8:15, I'm up and there at 8:15. So I mean, stuff like that. But yeah, they do, you do have a loose itinerary as to where you're going to be, but there are so many special experiences that they really work into there that I think, you know, those are the things that, like with all Disney magic, you can't really plan for, you know. Like we go and see the Trevi Fountain, and they, of course, this is it. It's like traveling with mom. They give us a coin because you're supposed to throw a coin over your shoulder.
Awesome.
So you go and you throw the coin in, and then what happens when you're done? They're like, oh, come right here and go in that gelato shop and
okay.
you can get two scoops of gelato of your choices.
Whoa.
Like, okay. So, I mean, that's just how flawless things are worked out. They really, really have that Disney touch.
Now, let me ask you another thing, because I remember asking Steve Baker about this, and I'm curious if it happened the same way for you guys on this Italy trip, because again, you know, he was there. It was just Steven and Rick there, but he said that the group really came together because, again, you're traveling as a traveling party there for, I guess, about a week or so. And, you know, when you get that time and transportation and so forth, a lot of bonds can be made kind of quickly. Is that something you notice with your travel group? Because I think that for me, for somebody, I used to work at Space Camp, and one of my roles as an instructor at Space Camp, we'd get a group of teachers from all around the world that a lot of people didn't know another person when they arrived. But by the end of the first day, I wanted to make sure everybody was comfortable with each other and that we were working as a unit to have a great experience kind of together. Everybody was on their own journey, but it was better as a team. So do you kind of get that as well with these groups?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the group that I was on was unique because it was mostly travel agents and some media. But even so, I think there were so many of us who became really quick friends. We were really lucky in that there were two other couples there and we were able to really bond with them quickly. Everyone got along well. It was so nice to be able to do that. And I think you're going through such once in a lifetime experiences that I think it's really natural that you bond with the people that you're there with. And they do such a great job. I will say the guides are fantastic at this. We were lucky enough to have some parties that had kids, and we got to see them in action with that, which was just so spectacular. They were such great, you know, friends to the kids, and they were there were always activities to keep the kids busy when we were doing something that maybe would not have been quite as, you know, entertaining to them. There was a movie night for the kids, you know, stuff like that. So I think that, you know, the whole group really bonded so well.
Wait, you mean the kids wouldn't really do well with the, you know, heavy drinking activities?
The heavy drinking go watch activity. Frozen, and then we'll see you in a couple hours.
So I have to ask, Pam, because every time I hear the word Italy, I think of Lucy Ricardo stomping grapes. Did you ever get to stomp grapes? I just have
we
to ask.
Not stomp grapes.
Oh, no, vacation
we drank a lot of wine, I will say. We drank a lot of wine, and that was really, I mean, that was a huge, you know, a huge part of the Italian culture, I think. I don't think there's any way to get through it without it, and we love that. We visited some wineries and some farms where they made wine, too. It was just absolutely incredible. And I will say, too, I wanted to say about the accommodations. This is one thing that really struck me, because when we arrived, our first stop was in Rome. And we stayed at the Gran Malia, which is in Rome. And it's one of only three hotels in Rome that has a pool. But that's the kind of thing that Adventures by Disney thinks about. That chances are there's going to be kids on these adventures and they're going to want to choose a hotel that has a pool. And all three of the hotels now on the particular adventure that I went on, even the one in Venice, has a pool, which is a real rarity. And I felt like, too, the accommodations that they chose for us were so comfortable and just absolutely elegant. You know, not to the point where it felt uncomfortable, but you know how you hear, you know, you've all had a relative or a friend who's gone to Europe, and they were like, we shared a bathroom with the guy down the hall. The two of us slept in a twin bed. You know, picture like European vacation, right? And that was not the experience with these hotels at all. Our hotels were absolutely stunning. And I will say our hotel in Venice that we had stayed in was just opulent beyond all belief. We were lucky that we were put in like a kind of a suite that had three rooms. It had a bathroom that was broken up into like two or three different sections, this canopied bed. I mean, it was beyond absolutely crazy. But I mean, Disney thinks of all these little things. And I think that that's really what helped make the trip so spectacular.
Now, how does it work with your luggage? Because obviously you're taking luggage, but you're moving from place to place to place. How does that work out?
So this is one of the big pluses with Adventures by Disney. And they do talk about this as one of the, quote, Disney differences. And there's a lot of them, actually. But in this case, once you're there, they say that you do not touch your luggage. And I will say that was whenever, you know, when they said that, I was like, yeah, OK, you don't touch your luggage. Like, I really care about that. I drag my luggage all over the world. Like, I don't care about not touching my luggage. This was such a huge convenience because as we would move from the hotels, they would just say, you know, you just need to have your luggage outside by 7 a.m. And then when we got to the next place, it was already there in our room. So it was so spectacular. Wow. And the place that it was the most useful was when we got to Venice, because we stepped off a train, walked down the stairs, stepped into a gondola, took the gondola to our new hotel.
Sweet.
And then when we got there, our luggage was already in the room. Meanwhile, all the couple of tourists are schlepping their luggage up and down all the stairs of Venice. Not us. Not us. So,
that is so cool.
Yeah, it really, really was. So, you know, that was just such a cool thing. And you, let me tell you, you did see everyone else schlepping their luggage. It was just fantastic. So we loved it. That was great.
I remember seeing too, like, didn't you and Steve do some kind of like a cooking class? Now, is there an option as far as like throughout this experience, this you know, whole trip that you have the option to maybe try this and try that and maybe not do that, maybe have some downtime? I mean, how much leeway do they give you as far as like scheduling things outside of, you know, kind of the entire group?
So, yeah, we did a pasta making class and they took our group there. We went to this a working Tuscan farm that produced wines and olive oil. And it was just so very cool. And luckily, you know, the lunch provided for us afterwards was not the pasta that we made.
Pittsburgh pasta.
Yeah, exactly. But I think one of the things that I also really appreciated was before, you know, you get a list of how many breakfasts, how many lunches, and how many dinners are included in your Adventures by Disney trip. And then they also give you free time. And at first I was just like, I don't know about those dinners, you know, that they didn't plan for. It's like, where will we go? Well, it was really our adventure guides really at that point became our personal concierge, because we would go, our guide's name were Marco and Landon. And we would say, Marco and Landon, where are we going to go for dinner tonight? And they would be like, well, what do you want? You know, what are you feeling? We're like this. And they're like, oh, I'm calling and I'm going to have so-and-so fix something for you. And so, you know, they made reservations for us, made recommendations. We showed up at this one place in Rome. We sat down.
Steve, my cousin.
It was like all these huge meatballs appeared, and then all these fresh vegetables appeared, and then salad, and then, you know, there was seafood, and courses kept showing up, and we were just like, oh my gosh. And then after we thought we couldn't eat anymore, they said to us, so now are you ready to choose your entree? We're like,
what? Oh my gosh.
That's
no
like
way.
Paolo. That's exactly like Paolo
that
on the
like
brunch.
Paolo. That is like Paolo. You're like, I can't eat anymore. I'm sorry.
So that's what it was like. And another night they suggested this great restaurant, and we walk to it from our hotel, and we get there, and it's a family run restaurant, and they made the pasta there, and you said, well, of course they make the pasta all over, but it was just so fantastically good. I had the best pasta. It had a pistachio sauce, which I know sounds weird, but it was actually so, so good. But I mean, just things like that. We ate in Venice. They suggested this restaurant that is the oldest restaurant in Venice, and it used to be a post office, and it was called like Il Postino or something, you know, I mean, something like that. But they were known for seafood, of course. So we went there and dined there and just had another fantastic meal. But every one of their recommendations was so great. And I didn't have to deal with Steve saying like, oh, well, that wasn't so good. And me saying, well, I read the reviews. They said it was good. So, I mean, all of that, I mean, that didn't happen on this trip. So every one of the restaurants they recommended was fantastic.
That's interesting, man. It sounds like you had a great time. Now, let me ask you this as we wrap this up, because again, the cool thing about Adventures by Disney, it's kind of like how they sold the cruise line back in the day, is that the ships can go anywhere they want. You know, the theme parks are at a fixed area. You know, they have limited things they can change up, where Adventures by Disney literally can take you places and give you experiences that you know, it's really hard to get otherwise. So with the catalog that's out there right now, Pam, is there one that kind of like, oh, I really, you know, I've gone to Italy now with Adventures by Disney, but oh, if like somebody gave me a gift card that said one Adventures by Disney experience anywhere in the world, what's on your radar?
So that's hard, because Italy is absolutely one of my favorite places.
You're just
in the world,
going back.
And I would go back again in a second. They have an Amalfi Coast version, and I love the Amalfi Coast, so I would think about that. But I have heard such fantastic things about both the Germany, the Austria, Germany, Czech Republic one I've heard is fantastic. I've also heard some of the ones right here in North America are fantastic too, including, you know, Alaska, doing things in Arizona and Utah, the long weekend ones.
Yes.
I'll mention those again at the end. But I think really, if someone's giving it to me, well, whether someone's giving it to me or not, I think the next one that will go on will be the Scotland one. And oh, yeah. They call it Scotland, A Brave Adventure. And it does, you know, really pull in some of the Brave from the movie Brave, you know, some of those things. But I know that that's something that my family would really, really enjoy. And I would love to do it. And I would really trust Adventures by Disney to take me, you know, to take me there and show me all the things. And I said I'd come back to it, and I wanted to mention they have, you know, if you're ever thinking about doing one of these Adventures by Disney, they have these long weekends, which are basically 4 days, 3 nights. You can do them in Nashville, in New York City, and in San Francisco. And I, again, have heard fantastic things about them. They're a less expensive way to try them out. They still offer all the things that Adventures by Disney are known for. And they're just a great way to explore a different part of the country. You can, you know, most of us can commit a long weekend to doing something like that. And that's something to think of. And one more thing I, you know, do want to bring up is so many of these trips are just once in a lifetime kind of things, right? You're going to these destinations that you may never get back to again. And I think that Adventures by Disney really is an investment in your knowing that you're going to see the best of those regions with someone who is spectacularly knowledgeable, who's going to plan all these details for you, who's going to really just leave you to have the fun, to hear the stories of these locations and enjoy it like you would never do on your own.
All right, man. Sounds great. You got me itching to I want to get out to like to Wyoming and
the Jackson Hole one.
Yes, that one, because I've heard good things about that one. And I've actually been out there on my own. But of course, it was one of those things, you know, it was like in college and you just threw stuff together and I missed so much. You know, I remember driving through the Grand Tetons and seeing them and they're gorgeous, but, you know, I didn't have any access, you know, and I didn't have a plan. So I would definitely love to get out there with Disney. You know, we're going to do this a little bit differently because, of course, we do the ad read at the end and today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less. But of course, the Magic for Less will hook you up and help you plan a great Adventures by Disney getaway. And one of the great things is a lot of the agents at the Magic for Less have been on these Adventures by Disney trips. So Pam, you know, while we have you here, how is it going to help the guest, you know, really kind of plus even an Adventures by Disney experience by booking with one of the experienced folks who has been on a couple of Adventures by Disney trips?
So we, you know, like Mike said, we do have the experience and we can walk you through the process of choosing and finding one that works best for you. We're there to help you along with the vacationistas that work for Adventures by Disney to make sure that you have the documentation that you need, you know, make sure that your transportation getting there is exactly what you need, to also help you with any pre or post night stays that you may want to take. But in addition, we offer a savings that is actually as good as you can get anywhere else by offering a discount of up to 5% of the price of your Adventures by Disney. So that can add up pretty quickly because the adventures are pricey, like all good travel is. But we have had people come back from these adventure trips and they said, as soon as next year is released, I want to book two of them. That's what happens. Once you try one of these, you want to go again and again and again and again, because it's really, it's travel like no other way of traveling. It just kind of spoils you for the rest of it, really.
All right. So if you're thinking about Adventures by Disney, and who isn't after this half hour of fun talk, I'm picturing like George Clooney coming out of that that place in Tuscany, you know, like, hey, how's it going, Pam Forrester?
If I could see George Clooney, they can guarantee that. Sold. I'm on it.
Hey, man, it's Disney. They have exclusivity. You never know.
Can I ask, what was his name? Linus? No, that wasn't his name. What was your...
Landon.
Landon.
Marco, yes. Landon, yeah.
If I can ask Landon where George Clooney is and he can deliver for me, I think that that sounds like a perfect vacation. I'm just saying.
Longest ad read ever, but check out themagicforless.com. They'll help you plan a great adventure by Disney with one of the great folks who's been on these and has the experience, also Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney Cruise Line. Drop by themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter, Facebook. Drop by there this week, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. We have Magical Mouse Radio to get you through this awesome weekend. It plays constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nothing but authentic tracks you'll hear all around Walt Disney World. Drop by today, MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. We hope that you have a great weekend. I will be having the ultimate adventure by Rallman around St. Louis and Missouri when it comes to sports. I'll be yelling a little M-I-Z tomorrow and go Cards go on Sunday. So it's going to be fun. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure you do that. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks so much for dropping in. Pam, you got to say something in Italian to close us out here. I don't know any.
Ciao, Bella.
Perfect. I've heard ciao. That was like in Rain Man or something. Anyway, for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Stay safe. And we'll see you real soon. Adios. That's Spanish.
I don't think adios is
adios. Italian, dear.
I think they go to Spain. I think Adventures by Disney does go to Spain. So adios.
It's going to say Spain, maybe?
All right.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.